Hello, how many of you here like tomatoes or ketchup or salsa? Yes, I love tomatoes too. In fact, I add tomatoes in every meal that I cook. Let me assure you today, our lovely tomatoes have one big enemy called Xanthomonas that cause bacterial spore of tomato. And the sad part is we do not have any effective tools to combat with this disease. Our growers mainly rely on copper-based chemical compounds and streptomycin for the management of this disease. No commercial resistant cultivar available so far. The pathogen is very powerful, belonging to multiple species and races. Therefore, it is very important to know your enemy first before you target them. And that is where my research came into play. So through this study, I addressed two important questions, one from grower and one from breeder. First, how effective is copper-based chemical compounds and streptomycin to manage bacterial spore of tomato in North Carolina? And second, what is the existing genetic variation of Xanthomonas population in North Carolina? For this, we collected a total of 289 isolates from 27 fields across 8 counties of western North Carolina in 2 years and conducted 2 tests. First, copper and streptomycin sensitivity test using copper and streptomycin amended bacterial media. And second, genetic diversity analysis using box PCR fingerprinting. And we discovered 98% of bacterial spore isolates were resistant to copper and 36% resistant to streptomycin, which is very sad news to our growers. And for all characterized isolates, we found similar fingerprinting profiles that indicates bacterial spore isolates in North Carolina are genetically similar despite different seed and transplant source. This also raises questions of origin, spread, and persistence of pathogen. We will further classify these isolates for race to determine predominant race in North Carolina and to optimize our breeding program accordingly. So for now, we recommend our growers to use copper only if needed and in combination with other measures and use streptomycin during transplant production phase. For industry, we can only say host resistance is desperately needed and we breeders are working on that. Thank you.